Time once again for another edition of
What's New in Nature?
Lots new in nature, of course, as always. Luke Reese from the J.C. Hummel Nature Center joins us. Happy December.
Yeah, I know.
Flip the calendar.
Gosh, it's hard to believe we're already in December. We don't have to talk Thanksgiving feast anymore, and we don't have to talk all those things, so it's nice to...
Since you mentioned it, we should at least thank everybody who were. That was... It was a big deal. Made some nice
kind of money. It was a very nice event. We made some money. We're not sure. Our accountants are double-checking their numbers before they let me know, so I'm anxious to find out. But we know we did very well, and it was a very nice evening. And, you know, really appreciate everybody who came out, everybody who donated, everybody who participated in any way with the events. We really appreciate it. It's a nice annual event that that seems to go off well every year. And, you know, thank you to Julie for and her husband, Dwayne, who chaired the committee. Mm-hmm. But thank you to those two. They put in a ton of work on it, and it was a big success.
So, there are people behind the scenes that never really get mentioned that just put in – they have a passion for that particular event do such great work. And so thanks to them.
Yeah. You know, we have a great committee of people who start meeting, over 6 months in advance of the event, and – start talking about how last year go, what do we want to do different, what are we going to have, and, get the details hammered out over 6 months. And by the time November rolls around, it's just getting the team together and getting it done, and it went surprisingly well. Yeah. So.
Well, I think I read correctly in the letter that went out, they've already set it next year for October 20th. Isn't it early?
It's in October.
I think
I don't remember the date. Yeah. So
because I saw that and I'm like, all right, we're marking our calendar.
It's before Halloween. Yeah. No, it'll be great. So it's 2 weeks after. Yeah, whatever the warm up is, it's 2 weeks after.
Okay.
So I think it's like the 27th or 28th, somewhere there.
Plenty of time. Mark your calendars now.
Yeah, for sure.
As soon as you get your 2018 calendar, circle that day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great event. Yeah, so busy.
We have been busy. And, last week, and we posted this on Facebook, so some of you might have heard about it, but last week we got to see two snowy owls. It was interesting because it was Tuesday and Wednesday. So on Tuesday, we got a call about somebody who recovered a snowy owl that had been hit by a car, and it was no longer alive, but we still take it in and we dispose of it properly. There are rules about how they need to be disposed of, and we can recover them, and if there's any part we want to salvage and use for education purposes, we're allowed to do that as well. So we had it brought in, and every year you hear about snowy owls, and a few of them show up, and it's a big deal. And then the next day we got a call about a live snowy owl, and it was hanging out right by the tender made.
Yes, if people are on Facebook, that story was all over the place. As I was early in the morning and I saw the picture of the snowy owl.
Yeah,
I mean, literally looked like it was waiting for the place to open.
Yeah, and so we got the call about it. Somebody from the Humane Society actually received a call first, and they called us, and they kept an eye on it, and it was on the ground. And when an owl is on the ground, that means something's wrong. It should be perched on a post in a tree. It should be on something. So if it's on the ground, we know there's a problem. And we heard it had been seen maybe the day before behind the historic Hormel home. So we knew it was around somewhere. I got there and took a look at it, and it was just – it was really a low energy bird. So we knew there was some issue with it. We got it into the cage. Really wasn't a challenge at all because it wasn't fighting us too much. Got it back to the nature center, hydrated it a little bit. And we were able to get some volunteers. Some of our volunteers were able to get it about halfway up to the Raptor Center, and the Raptor Center sent a couple down. And so we were able to get it up. We checked it out there. Cosmetically, there didn't seem to be any problems with wing injuries. The owl, appeared to be, in good condition. Sometimes when they get hit by a car, you can kind of tell looking at their eyes, and they look a little scrambled,
dazed.
Yeah. This was moderately alert, but just very low energy bird, and it matched with actually an email we had gotten earlier in the day from Audubon. So we're on, Audubon news servers, and it says, hey, this year might be a big year for snowy owls again, because essentially the way it works is up in northern Canada, when the rodents that the snowy owls eat have a good breeding year, then the snowy owls have a good breeding year, and then all of a sudden your population of snowy owls jumps, which is wonderful. Except then when it starts getting cold and the winter starts rolling around, their food supply doesn't keep up with their population. So birds start having to travel farther looking for food. And so when we have these years where we have an influx of snowy owls, or some years it's great gray owls, when we have these influxes of birds, it's because that they've had a successful breeding season, which is wonderful. But that successful breeding season means that there's not enough food in the winter, and some of these birds have to get pushed south. So my hunch, and I don't know for sure, we tried to run down the information from the Raptor Center, but you know, they get so slammed with birds and taking care of injured birds that sometimes it's hard to get the information out. And actually, normally we don't follow up, because their survival rate of birds that show up there is 30%. So
yeah, because usually by the time they get there, they're far enough down the path that there's really not a lot you can do.
Yeah, and you know, from our perspective as people who do triage, there's only so much we can look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we see that there's a wing injury, it's hard for us to tell how bad. So if we see there's a wing injury and we really don't know, it takes them taking X-rays and really taking a close look to know, is this a wing injury that can be healed or not? Is this a head injury that's survivable or not? And so, you know, they'll take a look at birds, and if they can survive, they'll work with them. If not, they'll euthanize them, which is good and ends the suffering for the birds. But so most of the time we don't check in. But this was a beautiful bird, and to me it looked like it was probably just starving, or it was starving or sick or something.
Some
wrong
sort
with
of
it.
Nutritional thing.
Yeah,
going on.
which matches with what you're thinking about. Why would the bird come down here? Well, it's looking for food. Well, if it's looking for food, it probably hasn't been eating much, and so by the time it gets here, it might not be in the best shape. So I was trying to run down that information from the Raptor Center before I came in. Haven't heard back, but when we find out, we'll post it on Facebook and let everybody know how the bird's doing, if it's doing all right, or if it was able to survive. But you know, it's fun. You never know what you're going to do when your job is at the Nature Center, and you know, just drop what I'm doing and go out and pick up one of the most beautiful birds I've ever seen. It was just gorgeous.
It's because we don't see them all the time.
Right.
It's not that it's extraordinarily rare, just fairly uncommon, just as sort of a cyclical, certain years you may or may not see one.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there are always some that will show up somewhere in Minnesota. So it's not uncommon to have snowy owls in Minnesota. But this may be one of these years where we may have lots. And, you know, in 2013, there was another year where they had hundreds and hundreds of these birds coming in, thousands of birds into northern United States. So, you know, this may be another one of these years. And, you know, seeing two birds in 2 days, you know, one alive, one dead. But I'm suspicious that this may be, in matching with what, you know, the information we got from Audubon, this may be another one of those years. So, you know, hopefully we're seeing those birds alive and healthy out in the fields, you know, on fence posts and on low trees, out hunting and finding food. And hopefully we don't get too many more bird calls, you know, injured bird calls. But yeah, keep your eyes peeled. See if you can see that, you know, puff of white on a fence post. It may be, take a second look at it. It might maybe a snowy owl.
Especially right now, as we flip the calendar here in December, they're a little easier to spot. There's not a lot of camouflage for them out there.
It's pretty brown right now. Yeah, it's pretty brown.
Stick out like a sore thumb.
For sure. So, yeah, and calendar, you know, we should talk about a couple of things in the last couple minutes. So, what's going on with the Nature Center? So, Christmas crafts. Let's see, this airs on Friday and Saturday. So if you're listening on Friday and you're interested on Saturday afternoon, we do have a few spots left, but it is filling up. And then on Tuesday the 12th, Kevin Strauss is going to share some holiday tales with us. And then we do have some holiday jazz music coming to the Nature Center on the 19th. So we got a few things coming on the road still here in December.
All right, very cool. And gratuitous plug, great Christmas gifts available at the Nature Center.
Absolutely.
A few left, and also a membership wouldn't be bad either.
It's a great gift.
There you go. All right, we'll get together again next week for another edition of
What's New in Nature.